letting the empire go, the territory of Kashmir has been a source of conflict between India and Pakistan. And growing up in Pakistan, all I heard was that it was a mess created by the British Empire. In your opinion, do you think the empire was rather hasty when leaving the subcontinent? Or do you think it was up to the two countries to resolve this issue? Thank you.
The two countries being
India and Pakistan.
Well, Pakistan didn't exist, of course.
No, I'm talking after 1947 and the way Kashmir was left to the two countries.
Right. I'm sorry to sound brusque about this, but Pakistan was created as a consequence of pressure from the Muslim community. We have to recognise that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I completely agree with that.
Partition was not an option that the British sought. Now, you then said, did we depart hastily? Yes, we did depart hastily. Does it look awful? Yes, it does look awful. Many, many people died. It was a terrible, terrible thing. But I simply invite you to consider, had, who was it who drew that border? Radcliffe, wasn't it? Was it Radcliffe who drew the border? I can't remember. I think it was. There's tremendous pressure brought to bear for a separate entity in which Muslims need not feel oppressed by a Hindu majority. The British decide the only way that they can meet that objection, the demand for self-determination for that community, is to create a separate state, as it was then, 2 bits. They do so to meet that demand. They then, I agree with you, depart very hastily, and there is awful bloodshed. But how would you determine what is an acceptable delay? That's the big problem. They were under tremendous pressure. Now, you can say, well, of course, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. I hear that argument.
Obviously. I didn't say that.
Sorry? Go on.
I didn't say that.
Oh. You're disappointed.
I'm sorry, I think I'm still under the colonial hangover.
You would have come out here.
When you get the microphone, just speak.
Do you draw a distinction between empire and commerce?